The rest of you and all the different categories of work that happens in the life of this church, in your what I call vocations. You see, there's a difference between a job and a vocation. You know what the difference is? Vocation's a calling. And I believe a job should be a vocation. I believe it should be what God called you to do. I find that people are much happier when their jobs are their vocations, because they're happy inside and out. Amen? Right. So why do you do what you do? And those of you who are leaning forward into what you will do someday, why are you interested in doing that, being that? Why? You see, I've always noticed there's a difference between a title and when someone tries their best to do well whatever it is that they do. You understand what I'm asking, what I'm saying? You see, I ask these questions this morning because we're kind of in a predicament in this Sunday morning where we celebrate Jesus being baptized. And some of you might say, now wait a minute, Jesus was just born. Why is he being baptized already? Well, in the church year, today is the day that we celebrate Jesus being baptized. You see, in Matthew 3, we read about Jesus' baptism. And Jesus sees the heavens open up and something that looked like a dove alight or land on him. And he heard this from heaven. This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Well, at this point, you may be thinking, okay, Eric, so what's the problem? We all know this, right? Anybody who's been in church very long has heard this saying or watched a Jesus movie. We've seen this all our lives, right? Well, verse 6, the Bible says, people were baptized by John in the Jordan, confessing their sins. And verse 11 says, John the Baptist says, I baptize you with water for repentance. Now, does anyone understand what the predicament is that we're in this morning? Well, why was he baptized? If Jesus had no sins, why was he baptized? If Jesus had no sins, why did he have a need for repentance? Do you understand the predicament this morning? You see, Jesus is the Son of God. That is one of the core things that we believe. Why does he need to repent and be baptized? Well, Jesus tells us in verse 15, it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. And righteousness is a word that means that you're right with God. You are fulfilling God's will. Righteous. When you're righteous, that means you are with God. All right? So, in other words, Jesus wanted to do the will of God. Jesus is saying, John, you know, it really doesn't matter that I should baptize you. God wishes me to be baptized, and that is all that's important. We're going to do it this morning, and you're going to baptize me, John. Merry Christmas. Wait, no. Jesus really didn't say that. All right. Just to make sure people understand it. So, Jesus, you see, was obedient to God beyond logic and reason. Jesus was obedient to God. That obedience took him to the cross for you and for me. You know, I mentioned, I believe it was last week, that God sent love, capital L, to this earth, and humans crucified God's love. Jesus was absolutely obedient to God. And it made me get to thinking. You better write that down. I'm thinking, and that doesn't happen very often. How do we know God's will so that we can be obedient? How do we know God's will so that we too can be obedient? Holy Spirit? Anyone else? Read the Bible? Prayer? Okay. I agree with all that. But I have to admit, and maybe this has happened to you, I've done all those things, and sometimes I still have, well, typically I have more questions than I did when I began. Right? Let me ask another question that tries to get to the same point. What are you passionate about? What are you passionate about?